Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Welcome to the show tonight. I'm real excited. There's been so much shift in consciousness lately that the new face of the new paradigm, the next chapter of humanity, is starting to reveal itself, and it only feels like it's expanding, which of course is the nature of human consciousness. But heaven has already arrived on Earth. There are already beings who can embody unconditional love. And so heaven has arrived, and it's not going anywhere. The big apocalypse paradigm is gone. There's not going to be an in-game scenario that'll play out. I'm not saying the roads won't be bumpy still, but the direction is up and only up. So I'm really excited about our human potential unfolding. It's like packing so much raw power and having it compressed for a long time and then giving it cracks and openings where it can expose itself and expand. The curious thing about consciousness or higher consciousness specifically is the nature of the inspiration that you get. If your consciousness is low, if your vibration is low, you tend to have a lateral mindset and you move laterally in your paradigm, and a change won't take root unless the consciousness shifts. But the good thing is as you clean out your own consciousness and purify it, through the power tools of humanity, compassion and forgiveness, that allows you to embody more love. And love is such a graceful, elegant thing, and it has so much to offer us that if we give it our consciousness and our desire and intention, it'll expand in us, through us, as us. And the difference with that kind of consciousness is it tends to be exponential or logarithmic. And what it'll do is it'll feed you ideas that perhaps you never would have thought of before as being applicable to a life possibility for yourself. You'll get an idea so flipping big that the inner child in you is going, are you kidding me? We're going to do this? Is this right? I mean, you start getting ideas that are always compatible with the nature of who you are as a human being. Love has a beautiful intelligence to it. And when you open up your mind and your heart to conduit that love, beautiful things happen. And so now let's get to our show tonight. I am so excited. We have Stephen Sadler as our guest. He is the director of the Self-Awareness Institute, and he's been teaching self-awareness and enlightenment all over the world. I don't want to waste any time. I want to bring him on the show. Please welcome Stephen. Hello.
God bless you, Jeff.
So, you know, I looked at your life history, and it seemed like from almost day one, you had this path embodied in your persona. Do you ever get surprised by the direction your life takes, you know, like it changes direction or changes scope, or is it becoming a commonplace experience to have everything change quickly?
To me, it doesn't seem like I'm doing anything. I'm just watching a movie and it's all happening spontaneously. But it's sure a wonderful ride. It's like riding a wave. like this movement of energy. I just got on it. I'm not doing anything, but it's just, you were talking about how miracles happen, and I look at just the miracle of writing Looking for God, or this movie we were talking about before the show, the Global Enlightenment, and how, we'll talk about thinking big. That wasn't even me doing it. And now I see the what I'd call the invisible hand of God, the life force, spirit, whatever you want to call it, the animating intelligence that we're all connected with and is awakening within us all even now, is joining together all the parts to create a collective whole. And this is part of that new paradigm you started the show with, is looking at this global enlightenment. And so that's why we called the movie this. It's like, look, we can't just wait for some guy to pop out of the clouds or a president to wave a wand and change the world. We as individuals collectively awaken, bring it forth through our own consciousness. So the movie, Les, is interactive. It's the first interactive movie. We've got an app. When I do a retreat or something, or even when we're on a call, most of my work is through teleconference, we transmit energy. I call it Shaktipat, spirit, whatever you want to call it. But there's a physical energy, and you actually go to a different state. And so what we found, you could get a meter, and you're literally measuring the electromagnetic fields. So there's an app for this now we've got. And we're going to take this in while we watch the movie. And people, while they're watching the movie, will be able to test their calibrated level of consciousness. They'll be actually check a meter of electromagnetism. They'll be able to feel their electromagnetic field or auric field. They'll be able to go into a different state. And then as we go through the movie, they'll be able to watch and feel and experience these shifts in consciousness throughout the movie. And then we've gone around and we're interviewing these different spiritual leaders. So, right, like one of our first trips is to India, and we'll be meeting with the Dalai Lama. My partner is the Dalai Lama's videographer. He's the director of, when he does the Kala Chakra initiation in Ladakh, it's Gabriel that goes up there to oversee everything. So we've got a really good insight with the Dalai Lama and the Rinpoche's there. And then we're going to go down and see Ravi Shankar and Amma Bhagavan and Jagi and all the super gurus, the people that have millions of followers and have a lot of Shakti. And we're just going, look, let's meditate and put love and film that and pick it up so people watching the movie will know, okay, now I'm going to tune into the energy of this guru. And after we go through the gurus, we got the Western teachers, the different, so all the religions are represented, all the shamanistic paths, all the pathways to consciousness we can think of. And then we're going through the political realm. We've got different presidents and prime ministers. I'm going to be flying to China, and we'll be meeting with, hopefully, it's not for sure yet, but the presidents of both Taiwan and China and other major countries around the world to talk about a practical plan for world peace. I'm going to build the plan, not I personally, but us, the collective I.
Yeah.
We're all shifting in. See, so this is the new paradigm, isn't it, Les? It's this.
Yes.
It's not me doing anything. It's like we're all, and there's not even a hierarchy. I'm just holding the space, and God is doing all the work. And I just surrender and say, how may I serve? And then it all comes about.
Yeah, you hold the vision of it, but you don't hold how. When you let go of the how, then it can happen in so much better ways. It's like our caterpillar mind had this linear thinking. If I'm going to build a house,
yeah,
I got to pour the foundation, then I got to put up the walls, and it's all linear. But love is everything is fulfilled simultaneously, and there's no linear to it. It's nonlinear, and so to our traditional logical minds, it doesn't seem rational, and thus the appearance of a miracle. Well, you know, you've been in the conscious arena for quite a while. Do you notice a difference in the pacing of consciousness lately?
Oh, yeah. It's increasing at an increasing mass. We're creating critical mass right now. This is an amazing shift. There are more people talking about consciousness now than perhaps ever in the history of, at least in modern history. And through the Internet, we have, like my students, I'd say over 50% of my students are in other countries now. And 99% of them, I've never met them. Physical bodies and egos are of the past. It has nothing to do with
right.
Stephen Sadler. I just host. And so I sit there and I connect with people in five continents over a phone call, and they get stoned because they go into higher states of consciousness. They move out of their body-mind consciousness and their individual consciousness starts merging into total consciousness. And, you know, there's a thousand ways to say that. But
right.
In essence, we're plugging into the source of life itself within us that is us. So all I'm doing is helping people connect with something they actually are already connected with, but it's like turning on the dimmer switch. It's like, all right, well, you've got a connection, but let's turn it up bright so that that aura, as it were, is going to shine like Sai Baba's hair, you know, one of these giant afros,
right.
But of light. And you won't need me to tell you that you're seeing it because you are it. You know, it's not because Stephen said you're not following me, but we've connected. And through that connection, it, like, brings that light out. It's like love.
Well,
you know, we were talking about earlier, for me, it's all about love. It's not about understanding. It's about opening your heart to receive. It's like grace. And I love Jesus, so he's here with me. But Jesus, Jesus taught that the kingdom of heaven lies within. It wasn't all about sin and guilt and shame, and heaven wasn't some place behind the Pleiades, and hell wasn't in the middle of the earth. Hell is a state of mind when you don't know God. That's right here on earth. Look at a war or sexual
separation.
Abuse or something hideous like that. And then when we find that connection to God's living presence within us that is us, this spirit or life force or essence, it brings us into a spiritual reality that is heaven on earth. It's a state of consciousness where you realize God. So Jesus Christ was teaching the path to enlightenment. And when Christians realize the deeper meaning of this message, when they don't just look at it as, okay, I'm going to be good to get somewhere later, but there's something I can realize right here and now, a living presence alive within me, and they tap into that. It's like, boom, all of a sudden they're it's like you can see the light around the head getting brighter. And now they're entering the kingdom. So
right. We
come to it through many different ways. But, you know, religions can divide us, but spirit unites us. And that's, I think,
yeah.
One thing I learned from doing that book on all the world religions. I don't know if you knew about that, but when I was 16, I got called by God. It's like, I just needed to know who I was and why I was born. So I drove my little Volkswagen Beetle up the 395, the backside of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. And I went from Bishop up to the Great Palisades, and I climbed to the tops of 14,000 feet. I'm looking over the Death Valley there, and I'm praying to God, you know, show me the way and all this kind of thing. And I get this message from God. I know people think I'm crazy, and they're probably right. But I decided I had to write this book, and so that's why I took 20 years of my life to study all the world religions and study with all these gurus and, like, try and absorb all this. Because there's a convergence happening right now. This is a time where all, instead of this divisiveness between the world religions, we're here to bring it all together again. And that's why even the listeners, they're a part of this. Everybody that's listening to this has been called, or they wouldn't be here listening.
And yeah, it's the...
Matter of fact...
It's the reintegration of the separation that created the hell. You put it back together and you get heaven.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. The fall from grace was us forgetting. Now we're remembering. God never left. The kingdom is right here.
When you talked about Jesus, I have this image in my mind that I got a while back where everybody's in a classroom studying and... there's a bell at the front of the room, and once you get it figured out, you go up and ring the bell, and Jesus was like the first A student. He goes up and rings the bell, and everybody puts their pencil down and starts worshiping the first A student. And it's like, no, 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 no. No, we're all to be fulfilled in that same Christ consciousness. So
yeah, and he was showing us the way. They used to call
right,
it the way.
Exactly.
The way to find
yes.
the kingdom of God within you. It's all right here. And that's what he said. And that's why I've taken the Gnostic Gospels and integrated it into the screenplay. So while you're watching, for the audience that didn't know, I was talking to Les earlier about Christ Enlightened, The Lost Teachings of Jesus, which is another movie I'm working on that is based on the actual facts. I don't change the biblical narrative. I'm true to the storyline, but I add in, because none of the scenes would be, we don't have enough scripture to, like, put together complete scenes for the movie.
Stories,
so
right,
what I
yeah.
did is I drew from the Gnostic Gospels, only the ones from the first and second century, Only the ones that the Christians that actually knew Jesus were reading these books, and they include the Gospel of James, the Gospel of Thomas, the Book of Thomas, the Gospel of Mary, and Philip went into the second century, but they clearly it was amongst the same group of Ebionites or Nazarenes, people that were Semitic Christians. They weren't part of Paul's evangelical movement. They were part of the Jewish Christians, the Essenes and so forth. And so I've integrated this information where Jesus is really emphasizing, look, if you look within yourself and get to know yourself, you will know God. You will know the kingdom of the Father. It will be, there's a great line, Les, in the Gospel of, I don't mean to get preachy on you guys, but this is just good literature. You know, wherever the wisdom teaching comes from, I think this is one of the most powerful statements ever made. And so few Christians even know it. The apostles are asking Jesus, when will the kingdom come? His answer is, it will not come by waiting for it. You cannot say that it's here or that it's there. Kingdom of the Father is spread out before man, and he sees it not. It's spread out before man, but he sees it not. So he says, it's right here. It's not going to come by waiting for it. You can't say it's over here or there. It's right here, what we call the here and now. It's a state of consciousness where you realize the living presence of God. The Buddhists call that nirvana. So this is the kingdom of heaven. It's a realization of God. Jesus was showing us the way. The way was to look within, to realize the true nature of yourself, and then you enlighten and you know God. You live in peace and the world will too. And that's happening to us all on a mass level. And so that's what the movies are about. That's what Self-Awareness Institute is about. That's what your show is about too, isn't it? That's why we're
absolutely
here.
Absolutely. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. So it's like an organic process. We're all rising to the occasion. I'm not the, no one's following me. I'm not asking, it's not about me or you or anyone else. It's
about
us connecting to that source of inner knowing within us and letting it shine and show us the way, as Jesus told us, and the Buddha too, and all the great teachers have.
You'll never experience
it. Go ahead.
You'll never experience it through somebody else's consciousness. It's going to be through your own as you look inside. It's like it's a discovery, not a creation. You don't load up with attributes that make you enlightened, like I'm good or I'm righteous or this or that. No. All consciousness comes from this source. I like what Rumi said, where both the shadow and the light are the dance of love. So what I like about the Christ consciousness is the how it understands you and supplies you with this infinite well of inspiration that for me, when I kind of surrendered myself and said, I want to be a bigger vessel of compassion for humanity, you got to be careful what you say, because in the following months of my life, I kept getting cracked open by these events that would go deeper in myself and rustle up all the incongruencies within my persona. And the more I surrendered myself to a vehicle of compassion and love, the more my life expanded. And that's a beautiful thing. Human consciousness is so flippin' powerful. Anything that has ever been conjured up came from the inspiration of human consciousness, because we're God incarnate. We're the thing itself. We're coming to a chapter of human history where the inspiration and the powerful effect of humans is going up off the charts, and we're all going to collectively experience this together in as we each personify that Christ within.
Hey, as you're saying that, it'd be fun to do a demonstration with everyone on the line right now and with you and I. Just want to invite everyone to put their hands up in the air, because one of the things we like to do, and what I'm going to do in this upcoming Kundalini initiation on May 10th, I told you about, is share energy. So it's like, how do you, we all have a life force energy within us. We all have a spirit within us. We know that we're connected to source innately, I think it's safe to say. But how do you turn the dimmer switch on? How do you get that full voltage, or how do you get that aura turned on to bright? And so I want everyone to bring their hands up and just tune in for a minute. Because one of the things I learned from the Siddha gurus in India when I was over there doing my tapas was how to transmit and receive energy really powerfully. And if you're on the call right now or whenever you happen to be listening, just bring your hands up and you'll begin. First, of course, the blood comes out of your hands and there's heat in your hands and all that. But you're going to start to feel an electromagnetic field, a tingling or a buzzing. If you spread your fingers wide and then relax slightly, cup them up like a satellite dish pointing out towards a satellite. So I'm sending out signals, and this is what we do in all our training at Self-Awareness Institute is we do teleconference. So I've never met 99% of my students in person. They only know me through energy over the phone or television or some kind of medium or just through meditating because we're all connected in spirit, and spirit transcends the time-space continuum. So as you bring your hands up, now move your hands from side to side and see if you can feel the sensation in your hands. There might be a buzzing, a tingling. It might feel like your hands are kind of vibrating a little bit. So imagine your fingers like tuning forks. They're simply picking it, or your hand, better yet, like a radio, and you're simply dialing in on a certain frequency, just like your cell phone may be dialing into this call or some electronic device. And so now if you move your hands from side to side, you might feel that buzzing. Just bring that energy into your body, and that will start to shift, like that sensation will come into your body to the degree you allow it to. Of course, I can't force it on you, but if you're open to receive. So I like to give people the analogy, Les, that we're sitting in a jacuzzi together, because then you don't have to try and meditate or anything. You simply sit, relax, and really become aware of what's already here. So whatever it is within us that's flowing through our nervous system or flowing through our chi, flowing through the electromagnetic fields in our body, we're tuning into that. And then as I have you put your hands up, you'll also start to feel it flowing between you and me, and that should amplify the energy a little bit. We start sharing energy, and what we did through Dr. David Hawkins, we did a seminar together where we showed how we could raise the calibrated level of consciousness by putting our attention there. By moving it up, people are capable of moving into higher states at will, and that's what we like to show people. Kind of like Jedi training, learning how to use the force. So now if you move your hands, if you bend your elbows and hold your palms so they're facing each other, like maybe there was a beach ball in front of your chest, and slowly begin to squeeze the beach ball so there's still at least a foot of space between your palms, but just wave your hands together and apart, and most everybody will feel some kind of like ball of energy. Now, you've always had some energy around you, but just in these few minutes that we've been sitting together, what's happening is your spirit and mind and all of us together, we're all connecting. And so what that's doing, it's amplifying the charge. So the yogis call this kundalini or shakti. They're talking about energy. It moves through your body. And this is the age where this science is coming to the West. And that's part of what I like to do is show people the science of the self, you know, the science of what your life force energy is and how it works with the universe, how you draw it into your body, how it expresses through your body, how you can shift the calibrated level of consciousness. So bring your hands down whenever you're ready and just sit back and relax. And everybody, if they just take a moment of silence, they should be able to observe some buzzing in their body or life force. And if we put our attention on that sensation, we develop a greater awareness of it. Simply put, you simply connect and become aware of what's already there. But as your awareness is drawn inward to it, your awareness of it develops. And it doesn't matter what God you worship or how you worship or anything else. You're just connecting with your own spirit. And by you connecting with your spirit, that connection develops. And the more connected you are, the more love there is, the more peace there is, the more clarity there is, the more inspiration there is, the more things flow, the more connected with God you are. It's that simple. God didn't go anywhere. It's right here, right now. And I know you know that, but I've come to bring this message so we can all remember it and live it. Thank you, Beth.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to do a little demo, if I can do a little plug before I forget. I've got a free Kundalini initiation. Anybody who would like to have their third eye open, so to speak, and just feel that rush of Kundalini and feel the bliss that you may have heard about or experienced before, or maybe learn how to ground. Maybe you've had a Kundalini awakening. It's like, hey, I need to get in my body. I'll show you how to do that too. And that'll be May 10th. if you just go to selfawareness.com, you can, it's posted on the homepage. But on Saturday morning, we just, like we're doing now, you can dial in on the call, and everybody from all over the world will, it's a high def conference call, and man, we get so buzzed. I hope you can join. And you can Skype in, so it's free. It's cool, Les. We got more people coming in from India now. There's people from Africa and Australia, and everybody tapping in. It's like we're creating a love vortex together. It's like my goal is that all of us, as if we could reach hands, kind of like you and I when we put our hands up today over the call today. It was almost like, and it's not even almost like, it literally was our spirits connecting. There was real energy from me and real energy from you and all of us. And it's not me doing it. I can wiggle my thumb and say, well, this is me, and you can wiggle your forefinger and say, oh, this is you, and so forth. But we're all connected to the same hand of God, same spirit guiding us all here. And that's the beauty of it, isn't it, Les?
It's that intention for it to happen that makes it so. Every thought you have is God dreaming, God thinking,
yep.
And so it's always fulfilled. And so is simply by having the intention of connecting and having the intention of raising consciousness, then that is the thing itself. It's like it was waiting there the entire time, just waiting for the desire of it or the desire of the discovery of it.
Well, God gave me a great one. I thought, you know what, I want to change the world. I know I can't do it alone. I said, you know what, if we're going to change the world, the best way to do it is to get people thinking about how to do it. We've got to create that energy in the mind. We've got to create an inspiration. We have to start focusing on peace and love and joy. And so if I go around and I talk to every spiritual leader in the world, which I kind of had to do when I wrote my book, Looking for God, so I've already kind of been down that path once or twice, but now get it on film and say, hey, Your Holiness, how can we create heaven on earth? Let's talk about peace and joy and love. Let's pray for world peace. Let's send love to all those that hate. Let's create a shift in our consciousness right here and now. And let's meditate. You know, and go to the gurus and go to presidents. Go to Zuckerberg and Facebook and Sergey and Google. We're trying to go to the Kremlin and Putin. You know, and get the creative artists involved too. We got all kinds of. Lindsay Wagner's already joined up. She's the Bionic Woman. We think we've got Jeff Bridges, but you know we've got some really big names I shouldn't mention yet because they haven't signed on yet. But you wouldn't believe if you could. What I did is said, who would be the most interesting people in the world to talk to? So think of movie stars, think of rock stars, think of peace leaders. And they are all right now getting an invitation from us to have us come and interview them so that we collectively can create a plan to create the world we want to live in. That was my inspiration, to if we all together, and then everybody watch it, and then as they're watching the movie, they can actually get an app. Check this out, you guys. As you're watching the movie, instead of, you know how they tell you to turn your smartphone off before the movie starts? So say you go to the movie, or you're watching it online, wherever you happen to be to watch it. You can turn an app on, and we've already got one you can download, and it'll measure the level of consciousness you're in. It'll measure your electromagnetic field of energy, in other words, we'll call it spiritual energy that you're emanating. And so through the movie, you can watch yourself go through different states. You can feel it like we did over the phone. We'll do the hand test. But more importantly, you'll go into that state yourself. And so they're actually having an enlightenment as they're watching the movie about enlightenment. Plus, we've asked all the enlightened masters, how can they attain enlightenment? And let's put the intention, talk about intentions, let's put the intention that we're all going to enlighten and then meditate on that together and get every religion in the world and every major political figure representing every major country, all the people in the world. And if we all start thinking about it, it's being created. It's not even happening, going to happen. It's happening. I see the whole world living in peace. I ask you to share that vision.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and thank you, Jesus. You know, it gives me a bummer that churches can be almost in the way of the enlightenment. And it's not that they're not well-intended, but there's almost an animosity. It's almost like there's a negativity around Jesus. People don't want to hear the word Jesus unless they love him. You know, like there's a polarity around it. And I think if we could drop the structure, if we could just like rewrite the history in a way or just come to an awareness of what was really said, I hope this movie will do, then everybody will love Jesus. There won't be a matter of there having to be a church or not or what faith or denomination you're in. He was showing us a way, so was the Buddha. But the way ultimately lies within us, and this is what we're all coming to realize, I think, that the answers lie within us, and we've all been called. There's an awakening occurring within the consciousness of humanity, and you're the proof. This call is the evidence. People listening are the ones that are bringing it forth, are they not?
Yeah, you know, when I think about your movie and you talking about it, what comes to mind is the full scope of archetypes or genres or mindsets or cultures. I mean, as you talk about the people who are going to be on the movie, in the movie, it covers the entirety of our human consciousness with people who are living out that particular expression of it. So many times when religious folks, spiritual types, will talk about their gift, that they stay in their own genre, so to speak, in their own language, in their own vocabulary, in their own symbol table. But what I really like about your movie is you're bringing in all these different cultures, all these different languages, mindsets, belief systems. You're bringing them all together with the intent of finding that fundamental truth that's underneath every one of them.
And that there's strength in diversity, and we can use that, and the movie's the proof. And bring us all together. I mean, it's one world that we're here to share. That's something we all kind of know. Why aren't we all working together? Isn't, and regardless of what name we call our God, isn't that what our God ultimately would want? All his children, all the aspects of creation, should they not be working together as a harmonious whole? Should we not live in clean environments and use clean energy and treat each other with respect and love? I mean, isn't that not obvious? But it needs to be said. It needs to be brought forward. And so let us be the ones that bring it forward. Let it be now.
Amen.
Amen. Well, if you know a sponsor, by the way, we may have all the money we need for the movie. It's all coming together naturally, but we do take sponsorships. If you know a corporation or a foundation or a wealthy donor that would like to participate, there's still room for a few more people I should put out there. But fortunately, it seems like it's all coming together. You know, it's interesting. You'd said earlier something like when your intention is right, or the way I would look at it is when, because the way I would pray is, how may I serve, Lord? You know, I don't look at what I want, but how I can serve. And when you're in that mind state, it's like you're working with God. God is your buddy. You guys are a team now. It's like when I was writing, I sat down. I've written many books. I've got a dozen books out, but I've never written a screenplay. It's not the same thing. When the producer came to me and said, Steve, either you write the screenplay or we've got to hire someone. I go, but I've never written a screenplay. It's a very structured format of writing. She goes, well, either you do it or we'll have to get someone else. I realized, oh, I've got to do it. And I sat down. It was very humbling. Les, I had to say, God, honestly, I don't know what the hell I would do here. You've got to help me out. Jesus, this is all about you, dude. You know, so I've got my Bible out. I've got my Gnostic Gospels out. And all of a sudden, boom, it just started happening. And boom, boom, I could tell you so many miracles just in writing that screenplay, how things came together. Every sentence and paragraph was practically whispered in my ear, and it all fit nicely. I got it done in 3 weeks. Nobody's ever heard of writing a screenplay in 3 weeks. My producer submitted it to one of the largest funds in Hollywood, and they've got a whole board of people that are screenwriters and directors and, you know, look at screenplays and give it a thumbs up or down, kind of a screening process. I got all the way to the top, first time through. And I didn't really know what I was doing. I can't claim any credit for it, really. But it's like, wow, when something's meant to happen, it comes through you, you know.
But your intention was for it to happen, and you surrendered your consciousness to whatever needed to happen. You didn't force it. You didn't strong-arm it. You showed up as the vehicle or the vessel to conduit it into the physical form, into expression. And
that's what we're all here for.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And when you it's high-powered crap because we're all very powerful beings. And when you surrender your intention to, I want to know the truth, when you surrender your intention to what's the highest outcome, how can I be a bigger vessel of love for humanity? When you bring those intentions around, you better be ready. I mean, get a saddle, get some chaps and some boots and hold on because
oh, I know.
Those ideas start coming. I mean, the other day I sent an email and I'm trying to capture the ideas that I'm having in my head. I can't type fast enough and they're coming out so fast. It's like, well, there's really not much value here because it was hard to contain in the physical form because when you open up to your potential with that intention of service, and boy, that's when it gets big, when you surrender your consciousness to the service of humanity, well, you better, you know, that's when the big waves start coming out of our inherent natural consciousness, which is the one consciousness. We all have it. Nobody has. There's no discernment one from another. We are all it together collectively, and to show up with that sincere intention and compassion, big things happen every time.
Good. Well, I'm loving it. All these movies. Self-Awareness Institute itself. Just sharing Shakti with you right here and now. Just helping people get a little more connected. Because you know what? Every day you connect a little bit more, you're just a little happier, a little more light shining. Life gets a little bit brighter. And then it gets profound. As soon as you're ready, it's just... The more open you are to receive, the more you receive. It's like we were saying earlier, brother, it's all about love. It's not what you know. It's not what you do. It's letting go and letting God in and letting your heart open, and you'll realize, wow, my life is filled with love, and I've been put. It's not that God moved away. I've been either ignoring it or denying it because I'm too caught up in myself, typically. It's what happens. We get caught up in our story or in a life event and judgment and so forth, and that's our fall from grace. So what we're being shown biblically through the Eastern teachings and just through our own self-reflection, we see, look, there's a whatever's causing life within me is me. Without it, I'd be dead. What is this thing within me? And the more we look, the more we find. And the more we find, the more fulfilled and happy we are. So it's really kind of that simple. The more you look, the more you find. And then as you look outward in your life, so you look inward to connect to the source. You look outward, you see how the source is guiding you everywhere all the time. You think, my God, there's not a moment of my life where the divine isn't not just there, but alive and guiding me. It's blissful. You know,
right.
Everything is brighter. It's like, what happened? Your dimmer switch is on, man. You just had to plug in again. If you get disconnected, plug back in, and we'll help, right?
Yeah, I liked the framework you put it in. It's like, well, it's love itself. There's no, I mean, a lot of times we'll get to the point where sometimes people crack open once they've hit their head on the bottom so long, and that's the event that brings about a change. You don't need anything from your past. You don't need anything from your past, you're already qualified now and forever. You're already it now. And so often...
Yeah, you couldn't be anything other than you already are, right?
God
is,
but some,
you don't know it, it's because you're not paying attention.
Well, sometimes our cultures will have language like, well, you're going to have to study for that, or you're going to have to, you know, it's just not going to fall in your lap, but... It's already in your lap. It's already you. Showing up for it with that intention and that awareness is all it takes to start the expansion process to happen. And the longer you engage that, the more expansive you become. So we're all, we all have a ticket. We're all in the game. Nobody's excluded. You're qualified now and forever. So it really doesn't matter what your past is. It's how you see yourself in this moment and moving forward.
Well said. So let's be here.
Now.
Good cheer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. I love it. So what else can I share with you, brother?
Well, I like the in your history of studying world religions, what kind of differences did you see in world religions, and what kind of similarities did you see?
Well, that's a very good question. I would say the similarities are, of course, the most profound. I think all the greatest teachers were really pointing out the same thing. They were just saying it in a different way to different people at different times and places in life. So if you the beauty of looking at all the different world teachings is really realizing that there is one underlying God. And if you follow the name of God back even to the name, the Judeo name, or you go into the Sumerian culture, Egyptian, Harappan, you find it was On. There was a common God, too. We call gods by different names because we have different languages. But ultimately, I look at religion as kind of, I look at humanity as spirit expressing to consciousness. Consciousness needs a filament, and the filament is a human being. Filament, the consciousness comes through what we think and say and do. So our thoughts, words, and actions bring a different state of consciousness into a physical reality as we perceive it. And so what's happening is we're learning and growing and evolving through our life experiences, and then when we get to this critical point, certain critical junctures in our life, things shift like they do in all people's lives. So there's some people are on very basic lessons. They're still in, say, a basic religion experience, and they have a certain level of consciousness. Others have come in a more metaphysical, we'll say, and there's different levels or evolutions that are occurring in people's consciousness. And these things can actually be tested. There's a science behind this now that's fascinating. But the most significant point is that we've all of a sudden started trying to shift our consciousness. There's a conscious movement to raise our consciousness, and that's raising the consciousness now at a critical mass level. So we're awakening at a faster rate than ever before that's been tested in modern history anyway. And that shifting energy, that's why shows like this are occurring, or movies like this can start happening, is it's almost like the popcorn kernels that have been in the pot shaking up in the hot oil, and all of a sudden one and two and three are going off. But any minute, it's all going to go off.
Right.
And right now, yeah, and you feel that, don't you?
Sure. Oh, my God, yeah. I'm so flippin' happy about the joy I feel within myself. And because we've rounded the bend. I mean, we spent so many thousands of years of consciousness where the collective didn't really change that much, and consciousness is logarithmic, and that's raw power. That's just, I mean, when you look at it as a substance or an element, it nothing can touch it. Human consciousness. For humanity to go up one click in consciousness is astonishing if we're looking at our past. But just in these last few years, we've gone up so many flipping clicks collectively. And there's so many people that are shifting their consciousness up, and it's all logarithmic. I mean, I don't think we can comprehend or wrap our noggin around what's going to happen in this next chapter. It's so flippin'
exciting.
It is.
Yeah, you've got Oprah Winfrey teaching mindfulness training, you know. That's powerful. Millions of people starting to listen to this woman. There's some shifts happening in the world, and, of course, we're doing it too. That's what these movies are about, and hopefully you guys can join us on the 10th. And you keep doing the work you're doing, Les, because every time they tune in, it's like feeding the spirit. You know, it's how the consciousness grows. We keep it alive by thinking about it, reflecting.
Oh, you bet. I can't imagine backing off at all. If anything, I'm leaning into it more and surrendering more to ever-broadening arenas of expression. It's exciting stuff.
Hey, Les, I've got a question here. We can maybe engage your listeners. It might be fun. I'm curious, like, of especially of the young people, who would be a good person to interview, man or woman? Someone in their 20s or 30s, say. I've got a lot of people closer to my own age represented, but I want to make sure the youth is represented and people that are respected. So if you guys know, let's put the word out there, like who are some people that you think would be interesting to hear? And maybe we'll get a name we hadn't heard before. Maybe we'll get an interview of someone that'll be able to reach another person. You know, I just want to serve God.
Right.
Maybe you or some of your listeners can actually serve in that capacity too. So we're all engaged in that process.
Right. I like how you're expanding the genres of who you're touching and bringing consciousness to.
Well, actually, I want to reach out to every single human being on Earth and every animal and plant and the Earth itself and the universe as well. Why not? It's all one anyway. But yeah,
that's right.
That's
it
is. The problem is we tend to look one side or the other. We don't look at the whole. We don't look at like human beings as an organic species, as the interconnected whole. However, like cells in the body of God, and our way of interacting has been damaging our collective wholeness. It's like having a cancer. We need to heal these parts of ourselves. It just, and the only way we can do that is to engage all the different parts of ourselves. I think we need to bring love there. That's why I want to interview them. I want to be there with them, in the room with them. I want to love these people. I want them to feel loved and bring love in to their own consciousness while I'm with them. So we'll do Shaktipat with each world leader and other person, and then they'll transmit that, and then hopefully they can transmit it at home too. So everybody's like coming into a collective consciousness of love.
Well, they'll bring it into their genre or their circle of culture and language. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. You're really covering the bases well with the diversity of humanity that you're integrating, and it's always an integration. Separation is the road to hell, and integration is the road to heaven. And you're integrating all these paradigms and age groups and cultures and beliefs. And I like how you even folded it into the totality of all consciousness with plants and animals, earth, you know. And for me, I see gravity and magnetism and everything else right in there as exactly the same thing. It's a holographic one mind. We are all one. And one, any one point in the hologram can not only see everything else in the hologram, but it's also part of it. And so when you hold consciousness for any part of our experience at all, you're already part of it. And so the only way it happens is through human beings intending it. And you're a human being, so the moment you intend it, that is the thing itself. There's nothing grander than that. There's nothing beyond that, because it's through our human nature that this will be fulfilled.
Yes. Well, I just say, how can I serve? And then I look for the opportunity, and I say yes a lot. And this is what's happening, is people are coming together, and I think that's part of our call, is like just, not just you and I, but like everybody that hears it then is a little more galvanized, a little more connected. It's like they're, 'cause each of us can play a part. You may not be in my movie, but you can be in the movement. You can be a part of those that are sharing consciousness or telling people about it or just doing the best you can with life in a way, but doing it consciously. So the more, what I say in my classes a lot, it'd be fun to share with your listeners, is the more conscious we become of our own consciousness, the more we evolve our consciousness. And the more conscious we are, the more happy we are, and the more at peace, and the more fulfilled we become. And conversely, the more unconscious we are, the more suffering and pain there is in our life. So it behooves us to become more conscious. So the question is then, well, how does one become more conscious? By deciding to, by putting an intention there, by looking at ways they can consciously become more conscious. And so hopefully you guys can join in on our initiation or Kundalini experience. It's teleconferenced on May 10th. And just go to selfawareness.com if it's easier than trying to read off a phone number. And what else was I going to say? Thank you for supporting the vision of the movie. We're just getting started here, but we've already got some major players in the world of commerce. I'm trying to get, you know, we were talking about diversity, and so I thought it would be good to play on that a little bit less. It's like children, too. One of the first people I filmed, we went down and I asked, because I used to teach yoga, and I have a lot of students that teach yoga, and they're integrating this awareness into teaching children and parents. And these children are the future. And so we said, well, we ought to start by asking them. And so we did. We brought a bunch of these really amazingly cute kids, and we filmed asking them, you know, what can we do to create a better world? What are you worried about, or what would you like to see changed, or what do you think would be really cool? And it was really touching. I think it really starts putting life perspective, because when most of the time we're thinking about ourselves, but when you look at and listen to children, you really start realizing, gee, my life really isn't about me, and I really should start thinking about the future for our children's sake. And so for the sake of our children, let's create peace on earth. I appreciate you sharing this vision and the model we've created called Global Enlightenment, because that's what it is. It's Global Enlightenment. A plan for
right.
peace. Let's plan. Let's change the world. Let's change
heaven
it.
On earth.
I mean,
yep.
Heaven on earth. Like you said, it's right here. We have only to open our, or like Jesus said, we have only to open our eyes to see. God never left. So it is spread out before man, but he sees it not.
Sometimes when you work on your spiritual journey or whatever the hell you call it, you're kind of poking at it with a stick because perhaps you don't have any cognitive experience of it. It's going on all the time, but if you're not cognitive of it, whoop-de-doo. So for myself, there was this thing of, you know, it's almost like you're playing poker with the universe or God or source or whatever you want to call it. And you got all these chips in front of you, and across the table is the divine, and the divine's like, oh, come on, trust yourself just a little bit. And so you got this big stack of chips, and you move a few of them across the table, and your blinders open up a little farther, and you're able to embody a little bit bigger idea of your life. And you're like, whoa, that was curious. And then you slide maybe a slightly bigger pile across the table, and sure enough, it opens up again, and you're thinking, well, wait a minute, there seems to be an association between what I'm holding on to and what's holding me back. And so you start pushing ever bigger piles of chips across the table, and this bigger unfolding happens within your own persona. And after a while, I like the idea of just standing up and tipping the table over so all the chips, you surrender the totality of your being to that divine idea of you. And when you do that, it's like a muscle. It's like a habit forming where you start to trust yourself. You start to trust the inspiration that you're getting about your life and about the possibility of what you can do as a human being. And once you start trusting that, the moment the inspiration comes up, you take action on it like a flippin' reflex. It's like you take the brakes off a motorcycle. You take all the brakes off, and you get on it, and then you ride it like you stole it through the neighborhood, going nothing but fast. that you trust yourself so much that you know that you're going to be taken care of. And there's that excitement, that roar of, oh my God, how is this going to unfold? I mean, the more you surrender to it, the more elation you get out of it. It's such a curious thing. Well,
that's a good one.
We're getting close to the end of time and space. Just time. Space will still be here. But I wanted the listeners to know how to get a hold of you. So do you want to share any contact information or anything like that?
Selfawareness.com, or you can call 949-355-3249 if you want to talk to someone live. But the other thing you can do, I have talks on 24 hours a day at Enlightenment Radio. You can Google that. Like I said, I've got this initiation, which is kind of unusual. I haven't done one of these in a long time, and it's coming up on May 10th. That's a Saturday morning, so that'd be 9 a.m. in Boulder. And you can just dial in on the phone call and Skype it in. It's free, and we'll do more of that passing of energy over the phone and open up energy on your third eye. And it's an interesting experience. If nothing else, you might learn a little bit more about yourself and experience some bliss.
Well, very nice. It's been really nice having you on the show, and I look forward to possibilities in the future.
Good. Yeah, we'll be in touch, my friend.
All right. Take care.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Bless you. Bye. Just like we've been talking about, there's nothing withheld from you. That there's no better vantage point than who you are now. This eternal flame of consciousness that's illuminating your body is the thing itself. It has never left you, and it's your discovery of it. It's not creation of it. It's a discovery of it. And the more you open to allowing that that authentic truth that's been there from the beginning about who you are, the more expansion you have in your life. And that expansion is what makes it exciting. Sometimes the ego likes to play life safe, and you tend to make choices where you know what the outcome is. And certainly that had a value to ourselves in the past when life was structured around fear more and more of a chaos. But as we rise in consciousness, we don't have to take that guarded approach so much anymore. We can actually start trusting ourselves. We can start actually trusting our own inspiration, because every one of us has value to bring to the table. So I created New Human Living to help you discover that infinite potential within yourself, that inner well of inspiration and power. When you show up with the intent of compassion for humanity, when you show up with that intent of service, there's a joy, a sense of fulfillment that fills your being that is like nothing else. So follow us on Blog Talk Radio and sign up for our newsletter at our website at New Human Living, and we've got some really good material getting put together to help you take this journey of consciousness to empower you. We don't want to make any choices for you. We don't want to make any decisions for you. We just want you to show up for yourself. It's always been a pleasure talking to you. You're magnificent. Thanks for joining us tonight. Take care.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.